Hi, it's Wendy. I just thought I'd come in on the topic that Joe raised about I can't even say it, let alone talk about it. You know, the thing that you're going to get melatonin for. Okay. Never remember some names, it's really weird. Anyway, that's not why I'm talking. I do take melatonin. I order it online, and it's a site that's based in the UK, and I've been taking it for 3 years, to be honest. And if I tell you a little bit about my background, in the fact that when I started losing my sight, my sleep really got kind of really rubbish. And then when I had my eyes removed 10 years ago, they obviously took away everything. And all that was left then was the bit of the optic nerve, and they said a passage to the brain. So everything was sort of gone. So that is after that was when it really got to the point where my sleeping pattern was just dreadful. Like I'd have... sometimes I'd be awake till 5 in the morning, and then I'd suddenly crash out. And if I wasn't careful, I'd wake up at ridiculous times, like 1:30 in the afternoon. And then that's it. You feel terrible, and half your day is gone. And then other times I'd have that for a little bit. And then other times I would go into where I would probably fall asleep about 11 at night, and I'd wake up, say, 12:30 at night, and I'd be awake for the rest of the night. And then drop into sleep during the day. And I mean, it really got to the point where I didn't feel like I was functioning properly. And I remember going to the hospital with my daughter. She had she'd got an appointment for a pre-op. And so we went on the ward, and she was talking to the nurse, and I sat next to her. And she actually literally had to wake me up and tell me the nurse was talking to me. It was so embarrassing. But I just couldn't help it. I just kept dropping to sleep everywhere. And I've fallen asleep on the bus before. And you know, it makes you feel absolutely dreadful. And I wasn't working at the time. I mean, I don't know how I would have managed if I had to get up early and do a, say, 9-to-5 job or anything. And I can't remember, I had been to a sleep clinic, and I'd already heard that it was lack of melatonin that was causing the problem. That's why the problem was there. And when I went to a sleep clinic, the consultant, when I told him about that, said it was complete rubbish. And he said it's got nothing to do with melatonin at all. I'm going back, say, some years now, 5-6 years. To be honest, I got to the point and I thought to myself, somebody had given me this web address and they said it was based in England. And I started ordering melatonin off this website address because I thought, well, I'm going to give it a go. Because I'd also been to my GP and he didn't know what I was talking about, basically. And so I started taking it, and it did improve. I'm not saying... like, it's not always brilliant, but I think that's to do with stresses, everyday life stresses, to be honest. And I could definitely say I can go to bed and sleep a lot more reasonable and be more awake in the day. And that's the main thing. And like now, when I look at, you know, how my life is now, because like I'm now a trainee counsellor, so, you know, in the next 2 years, I'll be sort of looking for a job. So I'm thinking, do you know, I stick until they come up with something completely different, I will stick to the melatonin. It has worked for me. I take probably three mil, I don't go higher than that because I think... I just wanted to stay at a not too low, because I think I think on this website, I'm not sure about this, so I'm not going to, don't quote me on it, but I think it's either 1 mil, 3 or 5, something like that. But I wanted to stay in the middle because I thought, oh, and to be honest, it's worked for me, so I kind of stick to that. And I buy about 6 months' worth. And I do tend to then panic when I come to the end. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, if I hadn't ordered any more. So, yeah, I will keep taking. I know that there's people that say, oh, you know, I've heard people say it's bad for you and stuff like that, and it doesn't really benefit. But, I mean, I'm just talking. This is my only, this is only from me personally, my personal perspective on it, because it works for me. And I think not having no light perception at all, I mean, what I'm interested is if people, do people take it out there that have got light perception, and does it work equally well, or is it not as good, or is it because I don't have light perception and it is working? I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if anyone else takes it, or if they've tried, or if they have taken it. It's an interesting topic, Joe. I'm glad you've brought it up. But yeah, I think that's just about that all I can think of. So anyway, I shall go, because in about an hour's time I'm going to bed. So good night.